Mem Tesnik Suvos Yud Bei Shvat Heitov Shemem Beis, February 5th, 1981, on Friday.
The Rabbi Shimon Bres may be attended the wedding of Rabbi's son, Rabbi Shimon, Vori Chomich. So we recited five brachas. In other words, when Gemara says five or six, so it means exclusive of that's not that you always recite whenever you drink wine. So, but we say Sheva Brachas, so we include the Be'er Pe Agafen, but this exclusive of Be'er Pe Agafen, so it's six brachas. However, Levi, he only recited five brachas, not six brachas. In other words, he did not recite the brachas of Yitzhak. Rabasi Yikla will be Rabashe the Ruben the Marbre at the wedding of Mar, the son of Rabashi, Borech Shit. So he recited exclusive for Be'er Pe Agafen, he recited six brachas. In other words, Yitzhak or the most. Rain of Hokam Yikla, the Mar Shova Chobi Yitzir Avoy, Umar Shova Shte Yitzir Savoy. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. And the pshat, what does it mean chodi yitzire, and what does it mean shtei yitzires? Now that's really gemara in Erev. Gemara says near of me that you press on the Aleph. Omer Abiyomi Ibn Ozo. You parotzik ponim hoyel of the Morishi. You means double. Double. So in other words, the Toto Morishi was created at the very outset with two ponim. In other words, like a Siamese twin. And then, when Chava was formed, so he was separated into two human beings. Into Odom and Chava. You parotzik ponim hoyel of the Morishi. Shenemar, Ocher be Kedem Tzartan. Ocher and Kedem Tzartan. They were two scopes actually. I mean, like a Siamese twin. Ksi. Vayiben Abishem Rikim es Atzeim. Rabu Shmuel, Chadom Apart. In other words, that this is reference to the part, the tzel. Tzela, really, the literal meaning of Tzela is a rib. But it can mean any member of the body, you see. Any part of the body. So one says that Tzela represents the Tzela, the skull. The Chadom Azona. Bishl Mandoma Parzu. When it says Zonov, it doesn't mean Zonov Mamesh. It means that it's a part of the body, the lower part of the body, not in contrast to the one who says parzu, that means the head. Bishul mandoma parzu hain yichsiv ocher v'kedem tzartan. Ocher v'kedem. That means the two faces. Originally. Elo v'mandoma zono may ocher v'kedem tzartan. The one who says zono, it doesn't mean zono. It means part of the spine. Out of the spine. The lower part of the spine. Closer to the That's what it's called Zono. My it's Almando Zono, my Ochel Kenem Satani, Kid Rabame. Yom Rabame, Ochel my Sibrishi, Sikenel Promis. Then the Gemara says, Bishel Mandava Parzu, that originally Odom was created, due Parzu, with the double Parzu. And then the Rebellion Shalom separated one from the other. Because there are two parts of it. Odom was created like a Siamese twin. Elo, Mandoma, Zono. In other words, the Chava was formed out of the lower part of the spine. Mai Vayitzea. Kedidor, Ked Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Roma Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Why Vayitzea to Yudi? Oyli mi Yitzri, Oyli mi Yitzri. In other words, what it means Vayitzea symbolizes the fact that Odom was a double personality. So according to Mandoma, it says, that although was created Yupatsupi, so he was a double personality in the physical sense. But according to Mandoma, that Chava was formed out of the lower power portion of the spine, that's what Zanuk means. So, why do you need? So, how do you see Elo in the Shimon Paz, the Oma, Shimon Ben Pazi, or even Yitzri, or even Yitzri? What does it mean? That the person, that every person, including the Magician, the first person, is a double personality. He's a double personality. In other words, on one hand, he's impelled, he's driven by certain, by the Yitzhara, by certain biological instincts, like an animal. And on the other hand, a man is impelled by such noble and spiritual aspirations. So, in other words, every person is always in a state of conflict. There is always raging within the psyche of man a conflict between two forces, the Yitzhara and the noble spiritual aspirations. So again, it's to you, in other words, it's a double person. Not in a, if we say Yupatsupin, so he was a double person or the magician in a physical sense. But if we say Zono, so he was not a double person in a physical sense, but in a psychological sense, he was a double personality. So that's why it's to you. Alright, then Boga says, Bishlu Mandoma Parzu, the Toto was created. With two parts of him, Hanidir Sim Zoho came of war. So at the very outset. So he was, there was a Zoho that he came. El Mandoma Zono, my Zoho came of war. So in other words, so that means Chavo was formed out of the lower portion of the spine, and Odom himself was just a Zoho. So why does the Torah say Zoho came of war? Zoho came of war. It thus implying that at the very outset it was Zoho and Kiva. Lichit Rabbi, the Rabbi Aram, Ksiv Zoho and Kiva Bro, Uksiv Bitzal and Kimbo Eise, so it is direct. Bitchilo also Machshova with the Shnai, the Nipsei, the Nibrele. So in other words, the Zoho and Kiva Bro is as reference to the Machshova, the objective. And the Bitzal and Kimbo Eise, that he would not shnai, has reference to the actual Bria. The actual Bria at first was just one person. It was a man. But then, the Machshove was, we have to understand it, I mean. So, Machshove was Nivrishna. Alright, now it's important, in order to understand the tasteless, it's important to go to know the Gemara there. Otherwise, you can't understand the tasteless. Now, here, let me go out from you. So on this point, there is a machleken between Rashi and Tesis. Tesis is just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says, Shtei Patsufim, so that's the Mandoma who says, Chodi Yitzir. I mean, on the surface, it appears strange. On the surface, it appears like Rashi. But I'm sad, like faces on the surface. But Rashi's pshat is just the reverse. That the Mandoma who says that on the Morisha, at the very outset, was created due Patsifim, two faces, two organisms, like a Siamese twin. So that's the Mandoma who says, Chodimitze. I mean, one would say just the opposite. And that's how Tesis says it. But Rashi doesn't say it. So it's Chodimitze. The Mandoma who says that Chavo was formed out of Zonov, which means out of the lower portion of the spine, out of the lower portion of the spine, so he says two incidents. Jesus explains it just the reverse. I mean, I'll be saying how it appears that Jesus is right. I mean, in other words, if it is due parts of things, in other words, so two human beings at the very outset were created. Like a Siamese twin. In Siamese twin you have two human beings. So, and so if it's two parts of the Yitzhak, if it's Zono, so it's one Yitzhak. But Rashi says, if it's Zono, it's two Yitzhak, if it's two parts of the Yitzhak, it's one Yitzhak. Now let's see the Rashi inside. Okay. können Sie auch, die man nur noch wehren, bei Ihnen das Erzählung, Partie, schon mit Trilas Briose in Libro schnell dazu gehen. So kommen wir von euch und ich gebe mir auch. Kriegen Sie es, die man nur noch Sonne vor euch und nennen wir Libri so nicht schon, von mir schon. Warum kann, stimmt Sie es? Now, so, in other words, we see that according to Rashi, Yitziro, two Yitziras, or one Yitzire, so, represents, what means whether two human beings were created separately at one time, or one human being was created first in the point of time, and then later on, another human being was born. So according to Rashi, if it's due patsuki, so true, so that's chod yitzir. Why is it chod yitzir? After all, two human beings were created. The answer is, chod yitzir or two yitzires do not have another description. As whether one human being was created or two human beings were created. According to Teitzres, so Chod Yitzire or two Yitzires is descriptive of the fact that one human being was created at the same time or two human beings. So in other words, if we say Jupatsuki, so it's two Yitzires, because two human beings were created at once. So that's two Yitzires. According to Rashi, Chod Yitzire, Shtei Yitzire, is another scripting where the one human being was created in one act of creation or two, but whether there was a separate acts of creation in respect to man and respect to woman. So the Mandoma who says Yupatsukim, so it's true that two human beings were created at once, but how many acts of creation were involved, took place in the creation of Adam and Chava? Just one act of creation. But this one act of creation so involved the creation of two human beings. But one act of creation resulted in the creation of Adam and Chava, of the man and the woman. Then when the Rebbeinu Shel Elon, so formed Chavos, so it was really like an operation. That's all. It was an operation. It was not an act of creation. When a surgeon performs, I mean even today, so an operation is sometimes performed upon a Siamese twin. Usually when an operation is performed upon a Siamese twin, so only one member of the twin survives, and the other one does not survive. So that's not an act of creation. It's an operation. So if we say that you patsukim, so that means that in the one act of creation resulted in the formation of two human beings. And then the second act was not, when Chava was formed, it was not an act of creation. It was just an operation. So that's Chod Yitzir. Then, however, the Mandoma says, Zono, so that means the first act of creation resulted in the creation of man. There was no woman as yet. Then, later on, the Rebbeinu Shel Elon formed a woman out of man, out of the portion of the body of man. So it's another act of creation. So that's why Rashi says, the Shtei Yitziras, I mean, we understand it very well. The question is, what does the Gemara mean by Chod Yitziras, Shtei Yitziras? So according to Teitzres, Chod Shtei Yitziras is descriptive of two human beings being created, and Chod Yitzire is descriptive of one human being being created. According to Rashi, no. Whether it's two human beings or one human being, if it's one act of creation, that's Chod Yitzire. So if we say Yupatsukim, that means that with the original act of creation, two human beings were created, but they were joined together. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Elon later on performed an operation. It was not an act of creation. But if we say Zono, so that means with the first act of creation, Adam the man was created, and the woman was not as yet created. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Elon didn't perform just an operation. Another act of creation. Some male, it is two acts of creation, so it's three itself. So Rashi's pshat is not strange at all. Alright. So, leave it to me. The mouse of Achodimitzirat. The one who says that we don't recite Yitzhodom, we start. I mean, first of course we recite Shachodom. And then we say, Ashayotzar Asodom Mitzalam. So he says, Chodimitzirat. In other words, because there was only one act of creation, and that one act of creation resulted in the creation of the man and the creation of the woman. At first they were joined together, and then they were separated. And that creation was performed. So in Mele, we just have to recite the Bracha Ashayotzar Asodom Mitzalam. That's the Odom, the man. V'yizkilon, V'yitzalon Gustav, we say, V'yizkilon Binyan Adiyah. In other words, that's the woman. And everything took place in one act of creation. So in Mele, there is no Yitzhak. And the one who says that we recite Shabbat Broches, he holds Shtei Yitzhak HaKodesh. So, in other words, the Chavo was formed out of the lower portion of the spine. Our lower portion of the spine. So there were two acts of creation. So that's why you have to recite the Broches, dealing with the first act of creation, the creation of man. And then the other act of creation, say, it's a new act of creation. Out of the lower portion of the spine, a human being was formed, the woman was created. So that's why we have six brothers. Umasa Vashnitza. Now, that's according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is very, very smooth. Even though superficially it appears that Rashi's pshat is very strange. It's not so strange at all. It's very reasonable, Rashi's pshat. How can we explain, how do we have to explain the Gemara according to Tesis? According to Tesis. So in other words, the Mandom Abu says that there are only five broches, so that's the Mandom of Zoma. So it's five broches. In other words, that originally, only one human being was formed. Only one human being was formed. And then, there was no, so, only one human being was formed. So the male only, since originally only one human being was formed. And then the woman was formed out of the man. So the male, we only have to recite the Bracha Ashayotzar Asodom Mitzalam. And the one who says that we have to recite two Brachas, Yetzor. And then, Ashayotzar Asodom Mitzalam, so even though that's a mandoma who says two yitziras, even though the two yitziras took place in one act, but two human beings were formed. Two human beings were formed. So mele, the Yetzer Odom is descriptive of the creation of the man in that one act of creation, and the Ashayotzar Asodom Mitzalam is descriptive of the creation of the woman and as a matter of fact, so it, one is descriptive to the first Yitzire that took place, the first Yitzire, and the other one is descriptive of the second Yitzire. And as I said last time, the second Yitzire was not only realized on the woman. It changed in the personality of men too, because until Chava was separated from him, so he was a male and a female. He was a combination of a male and a female. And then he became only a male, not a female. So in other words, so they were two, so that is considered as two acts of creation. As two acts of creation. According to Rashi, it's considered only as an operation. The separation from the woman, of the woman from the man, part of Adam. But according to Tesis, the second act is not to be considered as an operation performed by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, but as an act of faith. All right. Then we're going to say, so, Lui Bokum, Maso da Chodi Yitzirah, Maso da Shdi Yitzirah, Samo Yikot, Vikul Alme Chodi Yitzirah, how does Rashi explain it? Chodi Yitzirah, Chodi Yitzirah, means, Chodi Yitzirah, means Yu Patsuf. Both agree that it's Yu Patsuf, according to Rashi. Lui Lui, Vikul Alme Chodi Yitzirah, but they both, Levi and Rabase both agree that Odom HaRishon was created Yupatzuk Marzova Vosamachshove Azrinon. The one who says that we recite two broches Yitzir Odom and Ashayotza, so he holds that we emphasize in the broches the Machshove. So that's why it's true. So in the Machshove it's considered as true. Umarsova Bosamaisaz. Behold, Roma Rabiu de God or Rabiu de Rom. See by your Kimes Odom Ritzal, who sees a home Kim of Rom, of Ritzal, the trio of Machshove, the British Night. They say if Nibro Echo, now according to Rashi, so the trio of Machshove, the British Night, it means as two separate human beings, completely independent. The Ripsei Vayachot, even though it's Yupatsuki, so they were two organisms. But since they were joined together and coordinated together, so mainly it's considered as Nivrei. Now, this sounds strange according to Rashi's Pshat. Now, so according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Machshove was of two human beings. Now, Chas V'Sholem, we cannot explain the Gemara that the goal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to create two human beings, and then that Machshove, that goal was not real. Chas V'Sholem, how can we conceive? I mean, it's not shy to say that we got the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Machshove was like this, and then we might say not. So, what does it mean, Machshove? Machshove means the goal. So, of course, in other words, from this Rashi it appears, and there is a very remarkable insight in that when the Gemara says, in Gomes, Kol she shovel belo isho, is shovel belo isimcho, belo ichemo, belo ikaporo, and then the Gemara says, atei mikro. So he's not a full person. He's not a real person. He's only a happy person. If he's not married, so he's only happy person. So in other words, a person, whether it's the man or the woman, so becomes fulfilled only through marriage. So then he becomes fulfilled, and he becomes a full person. So now, according to Rashi, so it means that both Mandomas, Levi and Rabasi, agree that Odom HaRishon was created Yupatsuf, and that's so Bikul Alme Chodi Yitzirah. In other words, that's Chodi Yitzirah, even though two organisms were created, but only in one act of creation. So mainly it's Chodi Yitzirah, but they were joined together. So in other words, so each one was, so Odom, when Odom was created, so it's not Odom was created, Odom and Chava were created, Yupatsuki. So at the very outset, so the moment Odom, Horishe, the man, began his existence, so Chava also began our existence. But it was done in one act of creation. So Mimele, that means that each one by himself, as long as they were joined together, let's say in the Zionist wing, can you speak of one member of the Zionist wing as being an independent person by himself? is only a happy person until an operation is performed upon his eye and spleen. He is only a happy person. So the same thing was true of Adam and Chava. At the very outset, they both existed, Adam and Chava, in the same group. Two organisms in the same group. But each one had no independent existence. And the moment the Rebbeinu Shalom performed the operation and separated Chava from Adam, so then they each one became a full person. So there in creation, in Sheshes and Bereishis, that was true even on a physical and on a physiological and the morphological level. Now, if future generations, so every person is born singly. So on a physical level, he is a full person. The time is born on a physical level and on a biological level. But psychologically, emotionally, and even spiritually, until he gets married, he's not a full person. He's not an independent person. But the moment he gets married, then each one becomes fulfilled. So that's the machshavah, libri shnai. The machshavah represents the objective, the goal that the Rebbeinu Shalom set for men in the creation of men. So it was true in the Priya Sahirom. So while the Rebbeinu Shalom created Adam and Chava at the same time, two Patsuki, but until Chava was separated from Adam, until this operation was performed, so he had no independent identity. That even on a physical level, the moment that the Rebbeinu Shalom performed this operation in separating Chava from Adam, so then he acquired his own individual, Adam acquired his own individual identity, and Chava acquired her own individual identity, and in the future generations, it's not true on a physical and biological level, but on the psychological and emotional and spiritual level, it is true all the time. Until a person gets married, he's not a whole person psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. He's not independent. When can he attain fulfillment? Only through marriage. So in other words, so that's why there are two brachas. Two brachas are recited. Because through marriage, each one acquires spiritual independence. All right. Now, let's see how it is. Because even the mandoma who says, when his teacher says parts of echo, it really doesn't mean parts of echo, because the Russian Admori is due. Due means double. It means parts of echo, in other words, one part of that has two parts of. That's what it means, parts of echo. All of Machshavah and Yivore Shnai, Avon Mandoma was on Shnei parts of him. So in other words, when Tesis says, the man goma parts of Echo Dehabe, so that means the one who says Zono, that Chavo was formed out of the lower portion of the spine. And Avo Mandoma was Shnei parts of him, that means when it was created with two organisms, like the sinus. Kach Pirish Hashma. Alright. So he recited all the Sheva Brachas. Now, so that we mentioned to Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean for Chadoshes and to Shenis Shochanoch? Now, the Shochanoch passes that the minhag is like the Shite, that even if they heard already. The Shel Brachas and the Nisuim and the Chuppah, as long as they didn't eat as yet, so then it's considered from Kadoshim. Alright. Viro Yadushi Simcha Balma. Mivorech Shasimcha Bimeimei Vashabot. Vashabot. So in other words, if there is no Purim Chadoshes, so then we don't say the five broches, but the sixth broche, Sha'atabo Rechleide, we say even without Chadoshes. And then there is a Machlekes Peshenim as to whether the Ashabo, which doesn't require Purim Chadoshes, does it require a sorrow or not? Some Peshenim say that Ashabo does not even require a sorrow, and some Peshenim say it doesn't require Purim Chadoshes. But asoro it requires. Mishiva Vashreishi, after the Shiva Sinai Amishte, until 30 days expire, Bein Omalu, Machmatzimule, Ubein Loi Omalu Machmatzimule. Whether the father of the Chosi said that he is inviting them in conjunction with the wedding, or he doesn't say he's inviting, he's making an extra meal and inviting guests in conjunction with the wedding. So still, in view of the fact that within the 30 days, in the Vorosh Hashim Kolonim, we come later, after 30 days, Yom Alu Machmas Yilule, Mi Vorosh Hashim Kolonim, Vi Loi Loi. Vi, so, Vi Loi Loi, Vi Chuli Om Alu Machmas Yilule, Ad Himas, Vi Chuli Om Alu Machmas Yilule, Ad Himas. I mean, you can't say that Loi Loi Loi. So, if he says, he'll invite, let's say, 5 years after the wedding, he'll invite them to a meal and he'll say it's in conjunction with the wedding that took place 5 years ago. That they say Asim Cholimene, it's inconceivable. So up to when? So he says, at Prisa Yahashai, up to 12 months. Why 12 months? Because there is an essay in the Torah. We see, Nokin Yia Libesi Shona Achas. We see Machasishte. So it's a mitzvah saseh. Of his simachas ishtei, and he's not allowed to leave his wife. Even if he wants to go on business, he has to get permission from his wife. He cannot go, because noki yiri beisei shona achas, his simachas ishtei shona rishedo. So in Mele, there is a halishem chosn, to a certain extent. The whole year. So since there is, regarding certain aloches, there is a halishem chosn, the whole year regarding the essay of the Simachas Ishtei and the Eitzit Atzobo and Noki Yilibesei, Shona Achas. So in Mele, we can say Asimcha B'Meine if the whole Simcha is dedicated to the work. But after Yilibes Chedesh, so it's not different from any other husband. So in Mele, you cannot say Asimcha B'Meine. Right. Machmasimule, Korosu Lachem Alei Nisuri. Oh. Then now the more as a kashe, whom we call a name as, so we know that the time limit for saying the Asimcha B'Meine is 12 months. Subsequently, what is the time limit prior to the wedding? When can you begin saying the Asimcha B'Meine prior to the wedding? So, ומקורא מימאס, אומר רב פופה, יחירומה שרה בעשים. Now that is mentioned by the Miri, it's in the Bapashut. Now, when the Gemara says that from the moment you plant the barley in anticipation of the wedding, so you can start saying, Asimcha B'Meine, so it was Bisman Chazal, when a considerable time elapsed between Neiras and Bidushin and Yizu. It could have been as long as 12 months. So Mimele, since they were already in Kodesh to each other, they were already married to each other. But the Nisui didn't take place. So as long as the barley was already planted for the Nisui, so people were already anticipating the wedding, and she was his wife already, because the Kodesh took place already. So maybe you can say Asimcha B'Meine, but now you cannot say Asimcha B'Meine just because they already decided upon a wedding hall and they already sent out the invitations. How can you say Asimcha B'Meine? There is nothing between them. Yes.
Why should it make a difference? As long as the food is already prepared and it's starting to prepare, why should it make a difference if there was kedushin there now? We see by Rabbi Yehuda, it didn't work.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Well, see by Rabbi
because if there was no kedushin, what do you mean by Rabbi? What do you see by Rabbi?
In Rabbi Yehuda's case, so
no, there was also kedushin. There was a get.
That's right. But he says,
not an engagement. So there was kedushin.
Right.
And then they decided to divorce.
Right. After he said our sanction is coming around
now. Yeah, because they are married, so maybe you can say Asim Khomeini. You can say Asim Khomeini. But before they are married, she's not his wife. She's a total stranger to him. Just engaged. Engaged doesn't mean anything. Engaged only means there is a promise. If somebody breaks off an engagement, so it's an aveira. She is his soil, Yasu Abu Dabokhosa. But there is nothing. I mean, it's like any other woman. There's nothing. I mean, engagement doesn't mean anything. So why should they be able to say Asim Khomeini? But this man Chazal, it's mentioned by the Miri, but is it of a portion? Even if it can't be mentioned by anyone, it's it of a portion. How can you say Asim Khomeini if there was no Kedushin, she's not his wife yet? But this man Chazal, she was already in Kodesh Esther, they received the praise. But Nisuin didn't take place. The Nisuin will take place half a year later, 8 months later, 10 months later. But from the moment they already started making the preparations, they already started to plant the barley in anticipation of the wedding, so you can say Asim Khomeini. Anyway, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in Asim Khomeini? What is the expression Asim Khomeini? But there is more in Hagigah that you know they are Shibori Kim. So one of the Rekim of the heavens is called Moir. So Moir. And Moim, so is there Eir and Chishach are Gonus in Moim. That's what the Gemara says in Hagigah. Eir and Chishach are Gonus in Moim. So in other words, you know, the women say Eirom have an expression which is not fulfilled, but it's a very nice expression. Unfortunately, they do not live up to it. So for better or for worse, when they get married, so they say, for better or for worse. It's a very nice expression, but it's no idea we should know it. So this is the kavonet. This is the move on. This is the move on of Hansim Khomeini. In other words, when we say at the wedding, only at the wedding we say Hansim Khomeini. Hansim Khomeini. And the Yamsha Shleime after Merubin, so he discusses the union of Isian. He discusses all kinds of Shiris Mitzvah, all kinds of Shiris Mitzvah. And he discusses the Gemara, so because of that's why we make a Siyam, you know, we make a Kari, Isude, when we finish in Sechta, we finish in Siyam Mishnayot. So the Yamsha Shalimah says a very remarkable thing, that even though the Halacha is a Simcha B'meinei, can only be recited at the wedding, not at the bris, not at the pidyon haben, only at wedding, but at the siyum of the nisechta, if everybody who participates in the siyum participated in learning the nisechta, so we also have to say Asim Khomeini. I don't think that it's done. But this is what Yom Shoshone says. Why? Because just as a wedding we say Asim Khomeini, in other words, in order that the marriage should turn blissful and successful and resourceful, so the chosen and the kare have to be determined that whether they will be overtaken with prosperity and success and wealth and naches, or if chas v'sholem they'll have trouble, so they have to be attached to each other. So that's why we say Asim Khomeini, because Moi is that rokia in which Eir and Cheshach are bonds together. That's what the Gemara Hagigah says. So when you learn Torah, so you shouldn't think, I'm learning Torah, you know, I'll be able to, if I learn Torah, so people will recognize it, and it's a good source of making a living, and I'll get recognition. That's not the way to learn Torah. You have to learn Torah, even if it involves the Pazba Melech Bichal, Umayim Suratishte. Now, when the period Mishnah Gedori says, Pazba Melech Bichal Umayim Suratishte, it's not in Sassel, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah dafke to learn Torah with Pazma Melech. If you can afford to eat more than Pazma Melech, there is no nisya. It means that the person has to be so much involved in learning that if it involves the hardship of Padamelech, the Yechud, so he has to be Padamelech. So in other words, so we can also say Hasimcha B'Meni, because more, but in other simchas we cannot say Hasimcha B'Meni. Anyway, so when can we say Hasimcha B'Meni if there is already a relationship between the Chosen and the Kalev? But before the Gushin, what kind of relationship is there? How can we say Hasimcha B'Meni? There is no simcha as yet. Alright. Yes.
How come in regard to Bris, the reason the Gemara says you're not supposed to say Shem Shem the Me'ono of the Tzara, but the Kizhi Tzara wouldn't be Tzara, you wouldn't be saying Shem Shem.
Yeah, okay.
But that doesn't fit into the conjunction.
Why not? Why does it fit in when you raise a child?
Well,
so, sometimes there are great hardships, you know. Sometimes the child is overtaken with sickness and everything.
No,
so, he has to be happy with his life. Even the child is sick, has to show him. He still has to be happy with his life.
Yeah, but it's the
so that's why Hasimcha B'Meinei would be appropriate, except because Sarah
would. But it's the worst question that Hasimcha B'Meinei in regard to Bris, in regard to the Mila itself, or in regard to the son?
What? But the Bris is done on the child. I mean, so the Mele, we should say, since raising the child sometimes involves hardships, so the expression Hasimcha B'Meinei is appropriate. And the only reason as to why we don't say it is because it's out of meaning. Alright. So, alright. Umikore meimas, oma rapote mechirone sare basim, eini wa rapote isak wa abel mar brei, uborich mishaseresim, shane rapote, you see, so that's even more remote than rome sare basim. That's even more remote. Why? Because Bisman Chazal, so there was a considerable time intervening between the Eiras and the Nisui. Shana Rav Pope David Oriachle. So in other words, so by Rav Pope, so you could even start from the moment of Eiras, which is even more remote than Zare Basinte. But Zare Basinte without Eiras, then no basis to say Hasim Chomimene. Alright. Rabbine Yisak le Mibre, ve Rav Rabin, u Boruch Mishaseres. Rabbine, so, was involved at the wedding of his son, Rav Habibe, and he started to say, Asimcha B'Meinei, from the Eres. Oma, kindly Gabaye, do a hadrebo. That it will not be chizik. What do you mean, chizik? And suppose they are chizik. What does Rashi say? Do a hadrebo. Rashi say, So then they will not be chesia, and suppose they will be chesia. You can't break off an heiress, an engagement, all right, right or wrong. So you break it off, and that's all. But heiress, that means she's an ishishish, so she has to be given a get. So that's what it means, kind of like a buyer, that she will not demand the get. And suppose, let's say, the caller will demand the abuse and demand the get, so then the son will give her a get. So that's what it means. So the hadrim, Louis Tayyar Milse the hadrabo. And then they change their mind, the machaton. So what does it mean? It means that the Rav Habibe gave her a get. Alright. Rav Tachlife Babarobe Yiko Riboba. Borech Shita Rich. Borech Shita Rich. Broches Aruches. He said, "Glory on Shachir, while we have seen the Sheino, we chosam ben bebor, we less your chesed kavosim, because we are not chesed bebor except in the broche of Hashavah, but in other broches we are not. I mean, in certain broches yes, his kosis we are chesed bebor, but not in Yitzhak Odom, not in Yitzhak Odom and Shachir bebor chvidi, we are not chesed bebor. Let's go." Rav Habibe Yikar Ben Uri came to a brief, Borech Shasimcha B'Meinei, Vile Simcha Zekavosim, Mishim Ditchide, Di Yisrei Tzar El Yinuki. Di Yisrei Tzar El Yinuki. So Mimele, so the Rosh Nagmore is remark, Gimore doesn't say it. Gimore should have said, Mishim Ditchide Tzar El Yinuki. Gimore says, Mishim Ditchide Di Yisrei Tzar El Yinuki. Sorry. What kind of an expression? The answer is unachnam. From the point of view of what we said, that meaning is shayach. Only when a person has to make a determination to be involved with each other and to be devoted and attached for better or for worse, some male by breeze, it's appropriate. A breeze is appropriate because hopefully, I mean, when the child is born, so one has to hope that there won't be any problems. But if suppose there are problems, so what does it mean? So he's free, he can abdicate his role as a father on the contrary. So he has to be more attached, and he has to assume more burdens, and has to bring more sacrifices. But, so the expression Nasimkobimene is very appropriate for a priest, as much as it is appropriate at the wedding. But if the, on account of the Saradinuke, so the father and the mother, they are both so preoccupied with the tzar of the Yenuke, that they cannot even ponder upon their own tasks and mandates as parents. So why should we say it? A lip service in per se has no significance. I mean, the saying of all these expressions are significant if a person ponders upon the contents of that expression. But just to say doesn't mean anything. So here they couldn't ponder anyway at the place, because they are upset and preoccupied with the tzar of the Yenuke. So maybe because of that we don't say it. That's why the Gemara says we should be treated easily. So in other words, that Rav says that Havel Manatnami, but then there is a certain Raisa that says that Hasonim Babel is Minaminye, so the Gemara says Rav is Chelik on that Raisa. Rav is Chelik on that Raisa. Now the Netziv in his Perush on the Shokes, so he explains it very simple. Why is Hasonim Minaminye and Havel Minaminye? So he says, because a chosn is certainly mechuyev to be misameya lechal. He has a special chiyuv of being misameya lechal. So meya chivo. Other Jews, so they are mechuyev to be misameya lechal. But he certainly, more than anybody else, is mechuyev to be misameya lechal. So meya is mamiya. Mashem ke vaveyle mavele mamiya. Because the author himself is not mechuyev to be minachem himself. Very no chiyuv. Upon a novel, to be minachem himself, not only that. Let's say, a parent dies, and there are, let's say, 10 sons, daughters, a big family, they are all sitting chivas together. So there is no chivas incumbent, of course, it goes without saying, no one's obu is the chivas to be minachem himself. There is no chivas of being minachem himself or herself. But one could say, while there is no chivas incumbent upon one son, to be minachem himself, but to minachem his brothers, who are equally availing, there is a few. No. So the chief says no. A noble, if somebody is a noble, so he is not mechuyev to be minachem and anybody else. Even those who achieve it together. And the same thing is true if a noble, let's say, suppose a noble has an opportunity to be minachem another noble, who is not his relative, but he is also a noble. He's not mechuyev. A noble is not mechuyev to be minachem. So memele, that's why availing an atnamim. That's what the tzif said. So, Omar Abitzok, Omar Abichere, Itma. Omar Abitzok, Omar Abichere, Chasan min aminyem, vinavelu min aminyem. Vinavelu min aminyem. Meisve, Chasan min vavelu min aminyem, kitayayi bibirkes amozim. Bibirkes amozim. So there is a machlekit between Rashi and Tesis. What does it mean, Kitan Yahi Bibirkes Amozim? Rashi's shita is that Kitan Yahi Bibirkes Amozim means zero. that the novel is mitzarech and gimel mizam. Why shouldn't it be mitzarech? It's chayel b'chol mitzvah, so it's chayel in that mitzvah too. All right, but this is how Rashi explains. Tinnitus explains, no, kitanya ayi the birkas amozein. Kitanya ayi the birkas amozein. So that means, because there is a special broche. When you eat the beis ovel, there is a special broche. So that broche, so he is coming. Now, from this, Gemara, it appears, Tinsus mentions. And even though there is a machlokes v'sheni in the Sefer HaTrisus, he's chelek on Tinsus. And Tinsus itself at the end mentions a Gemara from Noziel, which appears to the contrary, from which it appears to the contrary. But from this Gemara, it appears that only Rav is Tanur Upolis. How about the Echene? He's not Tanur Upolis. Rabbi Shimshen in the Sefer HaTrisus, Rabbi Shimshen Mikun in the Sefer HaTrisus, he says that the Rav Tanur Upolis applies not only to Rav, it applies to all the Talmudim of Rabbi Nachodesh. It applies to all the Talmudim of Rabbi Nachodesh. Probably not to Shmuel, for Shmuel is not a son. Haki Miskere, the Rabbi Winskere. But let's say, Rabbi Yechen, Rabbi Hanin, Rabbi Ishe, I mean, Rabbi Nachodesh had many Talmudim. So, Rabbi Shimshen, Sif HaKrisi says, that Rav Tanu Upolik applies to all the Talmudim of Rabbi Nachodesh, who was Smuch, not Shmuel. So in other words, so then he had a din of Tanoim, since they were Talmudim of Rabbi Nachodesh, and they were Smuchim, and they were in the best of Rabbi Nachodesh. This is how my father explained it. So in Mele, they had the keah to be chilek on the Tanah. To be chilek on the Tanah. So, what Tesre says from this Gemara, it's mashma, that only Rav can be chilek on the Tanah. But Rav Yechon and Rav. Because when Gemara is the kashe against Rav, so Gemara said Rav Tanu Upol. When Gemara is the kashe against Rav Yechon, from the price of Gemara could have also said, Rabbi Yechon and Tanu Upol, why doesn't it? Gemara gives another teret. Ki Tanya Yehi B'Birkes HaMozeh. So, why doesn't it say Rabbi Yechon and Tanu Upol? So apparently, that Rabbi Yechon and Tanu Upol, we don't say. Not like Rabbi Yishim Shilikin and Sivakis. But then at the end we say, Umi Yuhi Kenan Rabbi Yechon and Shoye Tanu. Di Tanya Bishim and Yodzeh, Vecham Oshi Yotri Sepirish Rabbi Yechon. So how does this explain that Gemara in Ozeh? In a strange way, that it's another Rabbi Yechon. It's not the Rabbi Yechon, you know, the Baal Machlokes of Chisloches. In other words, three Rabbi Yechon, it's a very strange pshat. So he says, Umi Umi Kename Rabbi Yechon, there is another Rabbi Yechon. That was Chelek HaTanur. So Tesis doesn't admit that from that Gemara it appears that Rabbi Yechon is all standpoint. That's what Rabbi Shimshon says. But Tesis, because of our Gemara, so Tesis is forced to the conclusion that there was another Rabbi Yechon, who is a real Tam. Not Rabbi Yechon, the well-known Rabbi Yechon, the Baal Plukte of Mishlokish. Alright, anyway. So here Gemara says, Kitalia Yiblok Samoze. So, we start with him with Amno, Shal Chayo Hamitz. But Tesis says, we can't talk before age, Kitalia Yiblok Samoze, Hayiblokas Abeinim, Shibblok Samoze. We can't ask much of Birkas Abeinim, Shibblok Samoze, we'll have a lot of salt. With the song that I did in the marching, the island of the Birkas Abeinim should be a Samoz. We come about so. Kitanya is the Samoz. So, a contraction means that when we say Abel in Aminye, so that means that as reference to Tziru Gizimu. And the connotations it means the Birkas Abeinim that is in the Birkas Samoz. So, for that, a novel is Mitzure. Rabbi Yechonen, but when does Rabbi Yechonen say that Abel is not in Aminyan, that's the shore. In other words, because right after the Kure, so the Aloha is that you make a shore, and then the Ovul goes through, and all those who stand on both sides say, Abokim Nachemes, and the Sechshore of Yetzin Yoshroi. So, in other words, so the shore has to be done by so. You cannot make a shore. The regular Nichma Beirin doesn't require a sword, but this Nichma Beirin in the Pesach Kvores, immediately after the Kvore, that requires a sword. So suppose there are nine besides the Ovo, and with the Ovo there are ten, So you cannot do mitzvah. Ki komaradi chalim bishur. So the Obu cannot, because who can be mitzvah? Those upon whom the chiyuv of nechamavim is incumbent. But an Obu is not mechuyev to menachem himself. Why would he mention it's another chiyuv? But he's certainly not mechuyev to be menachem himself. Nachem himself. So anyway, he cannot do mitzvah. The Lord, the Rabbi, 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 regarding Shuro, and it says not just in Abil Namien, but Birkat Abil Maso in Abil Namien, Brocha Bishuro Menike, and we keep on a day, and that in Abil Namien, Birchovo. What is Birchovo? Kishimibari is all the Sunday Shame, Mishahir, Kidamino Mirkot, who in the Bari is Birchovo, whom we both in Shom Birkat Abel, King Forest Family, both in Achim Abel. So the Obo cannot be mitzvah. Now this is but today. Now the Gemara mentions so many broches. So many. So the Rambam in Teres Order, he says that these were not tachonis. You know, there are certain things that are tachonis, that chachomim were misakim, and there are certain things that chachomim were manik. You are manik certain yogi. Now let's say we say how the shchedesh is a minimum. How the shchedesh is a minimum. So that means it's a minik that Chachomim were manik. Chachomim were manik. So all these broches that the Gemara mentions, so many broches, Achinu Baladmu, Mishalo Chanimukhem, Bohuchato, Mishal Nagmu, or the Beno Yomim, Bdei Vaatseyo, Malay Tishri, Shalko Yisroyo, Nadeva, Nachemem, Nabizem, Mashdok, Nayroki, ומקום ליפרון יש המשרד ללום תר ניקולה תסענת בואו חתו איתה רמגי פה so many ברוכס and no one said it today there is an additional thing that he said it in the Deva meeting that's all but all these ברוכס will be so well so today we don't say it. So the Rambam doesn't mention these broches, the Torah doesn't mention, the Mechaber doesn't mention, the Rambam doesn't mention. There is no Rishon who mentions all these words. How did it become Gadol? So the Rambam in Teres Odom says that the Chachomim were never misakim, that we have to say the broches. But the Chachomim were money in certain cases, not in all the cases. So the Chachomim were money that the Davidim should say certain broches in these words. They were money. We see about how in the Shchedesh that this man Chazal, so not in all places there was a minhag to say how in the Shchedesh. Only in certain places in Gemara. And Gemara tells us when Amira came and he saw that they said how, it was a surprise to him. So these broches, the base of there, so the Chachomim were manik in certain cases. And even this man Chazal, it wasn't universal. And today it became bottle. Because if it had been a takone, it could become bottle. But since there was never a takone, that we have to say it. But Chachomim in certain places were money, and in other places they were not money. So mainly this minik became bottle. And we cannot ask, how can we be in battle and minik that the Chachomim were money? The answer is that even this man Chazal, not in all places, they were money. But how the Shchedesh became a minhag in all the places, the whole place of Israel, this minhag did not become a universal practice, and so immediately became one. So one of the things that we don't do in the Garden of, let's say, the Talchum in the Shure we do today too, but Havore the Rechaywa, that we don't do. We don't do. But with Man Chazal, the practice was. Now the halacha, there is a din of havore, that's the halacha, that the novel is not allowed to eat the suda mishenu after the kfura mishalem, unless he doesn't eat altogether. But, so he only eats the night after the kfura. But if he eats a meal after the kfura, The same day before Shkia Sahamo, he's not allowed to eat Mishalei. But his friends have to provide him with the food. That's a halacha, that's a din. But with Man Chazal, the meaning was that after the Kvura, the Rechobo, so they had a Sude, and the friends of the Obo gave him what to eat, and others also ate with him in order to be Mechazik him. So it was done, but that was also a minute. It wasn't a real to be Mivar Rechobo, if it had been a Takone. That we have to be Mivar Rechobo, so we have to do it today too. So that again was a minute. So Kikom Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Birkas Abeinim Vasoro, Vein Abeinim Aminye, so there was a broche, so that means there was the broche de Rechobo, and the Sudas Abroi, that they ate together with the Ovel right after the Kure in the Rechev. Alright. So the Chobo, Kishin Barley, so on to the Shin and Shahir, Kidan Lilon Mirkotin, for in Barley, the Chobo, and the Volk, and Shom Death Nabel, and for Shikami, go to the Ahmad. Alright. Now, the Lord of Rabbi Yitzchok, Kamer Rabbi Yechen, מבורך אם ברכס חסן ובעשור כל שיבו וחסון מן המניין וברכס אבי ובעשור כל שיבו מן אבי מן המניין בירקס רחובו כל שיבו מניקה משכח עשו ביפונים חדושס in other words, if there is a ביפונים חדושס in you מנחם so then there is a בירקס רחובו כל שיבו there is a בירקס רחובו כל שיבו but these הלוחס I'm not mentioning in the Rambam, in Shekhano, for the simple reason that they were never takonet, they were only a minute, the Chachomim or Mani in certain cases, and that minute became gone. Alright. Kihodi Rachiyah Barab, Matri Boni the Mishloki Shabe, he was the Melamed of Mishloki Seshoven, the Amre Masne Prey the Mishloki Shabe. He was the Rebbe of the son of Mishloki. Shochit Velinuke, Rafi Barabe was overtaken by a tragedy. A child of his died. Yemi Kabel was Megabe. Rimocho, Dabri, the Mute, Barachmi, with the Kobane, Omame, Kume, the Milse, Kol Kabelinuke. So he asked his Mitogeman, he should say something in conjunction with the tragedy that overtook him. The Omar, so the Mitogeman said, Ayara de Shevayim, the Kazbon of Nays, of Yashom, is in the Akhmat of Mibobo, case of Nevo, and say, Oh, Nazim Shimitani. So, one Roshni is that a little child, an infant, died. And then another Roshni is, he wasn't an infant, he was already a young man, he was already a bocher, a grown up, boy, brought one of Al Kain al Bachur of Li Yismach Ad Hashem, Ves Yisemo, Ves Al Meizo, Li Yisamach Hashem, Ves Yisemo, Ves Al Meizo, Ves Rache, Ki Kul Yichon Eif Mora, Vechol Pede Yon Evolo, Vechol Zeis Lisho Vape, Vei Yod Nituyo, Mai Vei Yod Nituyo, Mora Vchon Eba Rav, Ach Lidin Kalun Nuchzol Chupo, Al Kol Amabu Pi, Vum Yitzivar Nivolo, Mi Pi, Ach Lu Nechtam Le, Zardin Eish, Al Shidim Shon Yitivo, Nefach Olof Levo. So Amin, he said such sharp words. So, the Gemara is the Kashi, also the Yuchumet, Zuhun Kamitzale. In other words, he was asked, he came to Menachemim, and then he tortured him with such painful words. Hochekoma, Hoshi Vablat, Fusi Ado. In other words, what he told him, and then it's not Kashi Sholem to torture. But what he meant is, the Tzadikim Yitvosim Vavein Ado. So, in other words, there is an individual Eilesh, and there is a collective image too. When society as a whole is sinful, so then an image is meted out against the whole community. So sometimes, who suffers? Dabke tzadiki, tzadiki mitfosim b'avin ador. So this is what he meant. In other words, because that idiot was the yinki shadayim shal l'chotu shal l'poshu, so mele, the tragedy that overtook him was more of a kapore for the crowd than if the same tragedy would have overtaken a brave person. So he didn't mean Chas v'Sholem to aggravate him. But on the contrary, he wanted to be Menachem. Anyway, from this Gemara we see that Nibul Pei is a terrible avir. Gemara says, "Klanado piv umitzi vanibolam piv afu nechdam leivzaldini shalshim shana l'tivo." Nevertheless, the question is, it's a terrible avera that goes without saying. Where is the nisar against the lupe? Where is the nisar? So of course, it goes without saying that if somebody is nado piv, so he's in there, the essay of deishim tiv. Ramban says the chumash that deishim tiv implies that one should not be novo b'shusakel. What do you mean novo b'shusakel? Let's say, suppose somebody will become a shikha. He will addict himself to drinking. Now, so you say, well, he addicts himself to drinking, he drinks yayasa. But somebody can addict himself to drinking, he'll only drink kelet wine, kelet mika. So, he's a nice person just because he only drinks kelet wine, kelet mika. So, where is there an isya in the Torah, or even in the Kones Chachomi, that one should not depict himself to drinking? There is no Yisra. There is no Yisra. For a Melech, there is, the Rambam mentions, there is a special Yisra, Midivra Kabole, Allah Melech Seyayim. It's only Melech. But the head has no Yisra. If there had been an Yisra, it would be also to drink even and pull it, because there couldn't be a mitzvah that involves a mice in Yisra. There is no Yisra. But still, if somebody becomes a Shikha, so then, he's in noble b'shus atel. So, naturally, so the Ramban mentions that he shall be shakir, and then he says, and that he should maintain purity of his lotion. So naturally, if somebody is in other speech, if he uses vulgar language, so he certainly is the essay of patient heal. But this is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say about the shikir, that after nechdam l'gzardin, he shall shim yishon l'tei v'metakul v'hom. The Gemara mentions about Nibupe. Obviously, Nibupe involves much more than the mere violation of Deishitiyu. Deishitiyu implies you shouldn't be in Ovo Beshus Ador. You shouldn't be in Ovo Beshus Ador. But this is a novel Nibupe, is an Indian of novel Shaloi Beshus Ador. Not in Ovo Beshus Ador. Where is the Issa? There is no one. Now, Rabbi Yehme, in Shari Churi. So when he mentions the Issa of Oshinore, so he mentions a number of categories of Oshinore. One of the categories of Oshinore is Nibupe. What has Nibupe to do with Oshinore? We are accustomed to the concept that Oshinore means a person talks about another person. He says, that person is a fool. He's stupid. He's a dog. That's Oshinore. No. But Oshinore involves, the Issa of Oshinore is implicit in two love. One love is, we say, the Chochu Bamech. Another love that's Gemara in Psochim, that's the Kites, at the end of Psochim. It says, we see Sashim Ashor, Mikan Azore, we Nisapin or Mikabel Oshinore. So it's two separate Psochim. Now, the Medrash Rabbe says that it's also to talk Oshinore against the Goy also. It's also. And not only the Goy, who is Mikayim Zayim Zimeyach, even in the Kehom, and even the Lili. Even a goy and a little, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hore. Now, it's certainly talking Lashon Hore against the goy, even if it's a gechishah, even if it's a nice boy, would certainly not come with the love of Israel. Chochem Amecha. Amecha means a Jew. It means a Jew. But, so, in which love would it come? The Rosh Rabbe says it's also to talk Lashon Hore even against the Nakum. It will come in the Yisra of Rishis Hashem Hashem. So the love of Israel, Chochem Amecha, and the love of the Sisa Shiva Shov are two separate loves. We see the Chochma Mechon implies in Isaiah against talking Lashon Hore against the person, a Jew. We see the Chochma Mechon against the person. Now, the Meraglim, the Gemara in the Mishnah Mirachim says, they were in the Ramisa of Lashon Hore. Against which Jews did they talk? They didn't talk against any Jews. They talked Lashon Hore. So the Gemara says, Ma Miragim, who talked Lashon Hore only against Eitzim Vavonim. So it was such a serious avere. So if somebody talks Lashon Hore against people, I'll come with him. So we see that the Miragim were even in Lashon Hore. Were the Miragim even in Israel of the Sele Chochu Bamechot? How could it be Israel? Bamechot, they didn't talk against any Jews. They didn't talk against any Jews. The answer is, there are two Allah. One love is the same of Chochma Mechon. That implies that he's there against talking Lashon Hore against the Jew. Chile is Lashon Hore against the Jew. And then there is another Yisrael of the Sisa Shem Hashov. The Sisa Shem Hashov meaning implies a misyak against Lashon Hore. And Lashon Hore, in its literal sense, if you were to translate Lashon Hore in English, what would it mean? Evil talk. So in other words, of course, talking with usage of Havera is evil talk. But there can be evil talk, even though it does not involve with usage of Havera. Even pair vulgar language is evil talk. It's evil talk to the end of the week. So maybe it comes within the law of the Sisa Shema Shah. Now, when you talk against the Naku, when there is no purpose to be achieved, so it's also evil talk. If there is a purpose, if as a result of criticizing President Reagan's approach you can accomplish something, by all means we have to talk against it. But just to talk for the sake of talking, so it's evil talk. So it's Lashon Hara. And the Rabbi Yehuda in Shimpetes and Bulbas, which is from the Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda, I mean that was published, the Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda in explaining the Gemara, commuted in Misapre, this Misapre about the Tlote, Lesbian, Shimpetes, and Shimpetes. There are all kinds of shocking. I mean, this has, I think, the Chofetz Chaim, I think, himself mentions, I think, six different pshat in Shvirat HaLoshon. So, Rabbi Yehuda in the Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda mentions several pshat. It cannot be understood kipshute that Kol Minsel Misamre Bat Tlote is like Mishol Mish. So, there are all kinds of pshat. One of the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that when does the Gemara say Kol Minsel Misamre Bat Tlote let Mishol Mish be shared, if you talk against and it is a rabbi who did avedas. So then you're allowed to talk against him. But why are you allowed to talk against him? Not in order to be nigam with someone who did avedas. That's no mitzvah. That's an avedas just to be nigam with human being. But if you do it in order to be mechiyachim, to deter him from the improper derech upon which he embarked, so then you are allowed and it's even mitzvah. And even if you feel that you cannot deter him from the avere, but you are beginning him in order to deter others that they shouldn't follow his example, because if you're not going to criticize him, then other people will follow his example. Then you are also allowed. But you are only allowed to say it in his presence, or in the presence of three people under such circumstances that he will find out about it. But if the mechiyach, well, that's the trouble with the mechiyachim of many mechiyachim today, but if the mechiyach is only ready to talk against a certain person who did aveiros behind his back, but in his presence he'll be very polite to him, then he's either a nisa lashon hara if he talks behind his back. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the pshat in the Gemara, Kol Milsed in Misamre Bab, that's one of the judgments of Rabbi Yehuda, in the Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Milsed in Misamre Bab, it's not a lesbian show in Shnevishe. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to talk against the Yisrael Kosher. But if you want to talk against someone who is not a Nisi Maizamcho, then you can have a Mitzvah too. Provided that you say it in his presence. If you have the courage in his presence to criticize him, why he acts that way, in order to deter others from following that example, then you are allowed, then it's not Lashon Hara, then it's Lashon Tei. So suppose you can't find him, so that means you only have to come to his house and talk against him. So as long as you do it in the presence of people in such a way that he will hear about it, you are also allowed. But if it's not Bapi Prote, you say it in the presence of one, confidentially, of this man, he is the Roshe, he's the Roshe Nehushe, he's the Mahdi Esarabi, he's the Sayyid Teirek. But in the presence of people, you're not saying it, then you are even a Nisar of Lashon Hara. Why? Moneshah. If it comes within the law of the Sayyid Chochel Bamecho, what difference does it make? The answer is, if he's an Nisi Maizamcho, then there is no head to talk Lashon Hara, Lishim Shamayim. It's an Avere, Avere Lishim Shamayim is even a bigger Avere. It's not Lishim Shamayim. But if he's in Yisim HaYisamcho, so the law of the Sile Chochel Bamecho doesn't apply to him. But there is another reason. Of course, Sisa Shimashov. Sisa Shimashov doesn't have to be that Kedusha of Haberim. Evil talk. So what is evil talk? Talking the Kedusha of Haberim, when you don't accomplish anything, Kvame, is evil talk. So, in many ways, even if you talk against the Rosh, but if you're not going to accomplish anything, it's evil talk. It's vulgar talk, like evil pay. And evil pay certainly is evil talk, even though it doesn't involve a talk with Kedusha of Haberim. But if you do it for the purpose of the Choche to deter him or to deter others from following his example, then it's good talk, then it's Rosh Hashanah. But so if it is Hamre Babakote, so then you accomplish the purpose and you do it for that purpose, then it's Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not the Hamre Babakote and you only say it in such a way and a certain circumstance that he shouldn't hear, this isn't here, so maybe it is evil talk, and you are even the easier of the Sisa Shema talk. Anyway, Kamiyeni Shari Tshuve, when he mentions different categories of Rosh Hashanah, so one of the categories is evil pay. Why? So we see from this Gemara that evil pay is a big easier, it's a Nisa Chomo. It's not just an Indian of Novo Geshes HaTor. It's a big easier in itself. What easier does it come? It comes in the easier. It comes in the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. Then, the Mesiras Yisholim says, there is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Tumah says, Mesiras Yisholim is very strange, because it's not Mashma, that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi. He says, that people pay comes within the love of the Yehoye B'chol El Bas Dobo. So, Yerushalmi says, Zul El Bas Dibo. So the Mitzvah Shisholim assumes that it means Elvas Dibo if you talk to him. But from the Yerushalmi Trumo, it's Mashma that it implies Elvas Dibo means, in other words, if you say Broche, when there's an Elvah, there's a naked person in your presence, so then you are open. So maybe what the Mitzvah Shisholim means, that since the Lashon of Yerushalmi is to Elvas Dibo, so the maybe it implies two things. Elvas Dibo, in other words, if you say a broche in the presence of Elvo, or when the talk itself is vulgar. That also comes. Anyway, so according to Mr. Sishori, Nivute comes within the Yisra of the Yeroy B'chol El Bas Dibo. But according to Rabbi Yehine, Nivute comes within the Yisra of the Sisra Shemashah. Alright. Omale, kum im yufe, ki neged shvoche shol ha-kodesh bo. Posa kroma, o kira agbodo vabu kudari, ade vachoso, kudai kiroi, shmachai vis ma more, eis bilo sa nechecha, nivoi sa de mispo, bo u chata vishem vachai amis. Omale, kum im yufe, ki neged aveirin, posa kroma, achim, am nikoin, va am nikoin, ve ilo aze, tu mi vab, lach, chika zoiz, zoiz, si, veres raad, no se kudu, si, gile vreishis, rab u shoso, rab u ishtu, ki mishterishin, kam mishta aveirin, achim, 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 בואו לכם עליו, אומר הבעיה, רב שעושה לא ימי, רב איש לא ימי, משתרישים לא ימי, משתאחרים לא ימי, דומר שימו לא כי נחיתו למשל רב יסי, ויומר נפתח עוד המפיד לסות, אומר יסי, מה יקרו כזה אם עוד אינו לעמו יבוד אמין, מה יעד עלי שימו דבר אבי שאין את צירים דיין, אומר לי, קום אם אני צריכים להגיד לאחרי הדיירים, פה זה עבור מה, אחינו גימו חסודים, גימו חסודים, מה עדית מפרישה עבור מבינו, אחינו בא לדיון, נשאר לכם ולכם, בואו חתו משאו והגמור, אומר יקום אין מיום זה כנגד כל נשחויה, פוסח לא מרים אין אילומים, די ועד צייר מהו זה שם, כל נשחויה מלעדר ומלאחר ומלעדית עם השדופי והיור רוקי, כל מיני דרוני, איזה מסעת כבר היום, תראה לי פרנסלי, בואו חתו איתך מגיעים פה, so, so many ברוכס, not the Rambam mentions it, not the Tour mentions it, not the Mechaba mentions it, not the Ramon mentions it, not anyone in Israeli, what is it? So, as the Rambam explained it, that we were never in a Kone, but there was a minhag that the Chachamim were manic in certain cases, and even Bizman Chazal, it wasn't a universal minhag. So that minhag became what? That's why none of the Rishayim mentioned it. No. Omar Ulevamu must be the tonic. Asoro Kinsis, if the Chachamim be so well, Shrei Shokir Machir, ki di Btei Achad Mei Meyo, Shrei Shokir Machir, ki di Nishchit Achim Ashir Meyo, vi Abo Lachar Achir. איך הוא כנגד עזון, ואיך הוא כנגד בית הסורת, ואיך הוא כנגד בני ירושלים, ואיך הוא כנגד הקיבני, הוא הסיף על ים אבו, איך הוא כנגד חזון הימיר, ואיך הוא כנגד פרצניר, ואיך הוא כנגד מיתה מקדוש, ואיך הוא כנגד רמדמיר, Why should I give up a meal? Because a meal is a great service for the poor people. So it's true for your chasing in the stack. You are double the ancient. My meal, why was a meal? I mean, so important that they drank a course as a tribute to Rabbi Gamliel. Obviously, Rabbi Gamliel did something very, very significant. What was his unique contribution? The Tanya of Mishaino, it's a Samez, Koshom, it's a Mokhism, it's a Say, actually, Manichim, it's a Yobeichim, because the affluent, the rich, they used, you know, they spent a lot of money, and the poor, they didn't have that. Actually, Rabbi Gamliel, you know, I can't say it's called the Atzme, the Yitzhiyu, the Great Pishton. This is how all the Nogim of Tar by the Chevra Kaddisha developed as a result of the Takone of Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel was the Sakel that when you are keeper a mess, you should be keeper in that Kibbutz Pishton in a very simple way. And even if someone is a multi millionaire, so it has to be done, he has to be Nidvar in the same way. The same way. As a matter of fact, the custom, you know, of using, you know, arenas on which they spend $10,000, so is contrary to the Takonas Rabbi Gamliel, not only to the spirit of the Takonas Rabbi Gamliel, but to the letter of the Takonas Rabbi Gamliel. Why certain rabbonim, I mean, go along with that, so that's a kasha. But it's not only repugnant to the spirit of the Takonas Rabbi Gamliel, it's repugnant to the letter of the Takonas Rabbi Gamliel. So, now, when the Gemara says here, so how does Rashi say, Tarziru Adobam Yishno? I saw Jesus. Now, it doesn't mean, so that all the Shem agree. It doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that I saw Jesus where I'm required to drink Misol. I mean, if anyone would drink even one cup of Misol, then it will show that there is something lacking in it. But what Rashi means, here, zero adoration. First of all the Shemim say that when he says, I saw cases speak to Chachomim Yisrael, Shrei Shekidim Achilek Yisrael, in other words, so it doesn't mean that Chachomim Yisrael, that you should drink Yayin Yisrael. Until the Kvoreh, so Enovel Yisrael is Yisrael. After the Kvoreh, Enovel is Mutab Yisrael. So the Chachomim didn't want to answer Shias Yayin for another. They didn't want to answer. Why? Because there is a million of new Sheikh already. In other words, Novo, unfortunately, is, you know, is preoccupied with his own problems, with his own loneliness, with his own unfortunate luck. So Mimele, the Shias Yayin can do him a lot of good. It's an escape mechanism. But all right, sometimes even an escape mechanism has its merit. But Chas V'Sholem, the Chachomim should be misakin, the Shemim say that. That we should drink, there is no chiyu. But as some cases stick to Chachomim, the Beis Ovel, that they allowed a maximum of asor cases. That the Beis Ovel are not allowed to drink more than asor cases. That was the maximum. Not that there is a chiyuv to drink Chas V'Sholem, a chiyuv to drink. If there had been a chiyuv, so Abedin would have to do it now too. But they were misakei that there is a maximum of asor cases. More than asor cases, there is a misakomo to drink the V'Sholem. And then later on, his chiyuv, when you chase him and mishtachim. So he's mishtachim, so then, the many people, many Avelim, they thought he needed in order to, have an escape from the misery to drink more than asor cases. So the Chachom gave them a heta. Chachom gave them a heta. But, Koyushisim mishtachim, but then the Mamish became Shikya. And there were double Yeshno, so Rashi explained it, Yeshno asor cases. In other words, only 10 cases, not more. And even if the novel says he's so unfortunate, he will sink into a depression if he cannot drink over and above the 10 cases, he has no help. So the Chachila, the Chachomim, made a concession to the Avil, who wanted to drink more. in order to help them, save themselves against sinking into a depression. So, but the result was, the Chachamim saw that the result was they became Mamish drunkards. So the Chachamim had a variation, and that was the limit. Not Chas V'Sholem, that 10 cases he had to do. The other shame who explained the Gemara, Tarzila Adol Yishnor, they explained the Gemara, other shame, that it means, because it says, I saw his big Chachomim Bezomet, Shleish of Kingdom Achilo, Kidi Lifteach et Nei Beyo, Shleish of Kingdom Achilo, Kidi Rishchis Achilo Shebe Meyo. So, some of the shame explained, Tarzila Adol Yishnor, that an orphan should only be allowed to drink wine in order to affect the proper digestion of the food. Only b'seichachil. So in other words, only shleisha cases b'seichachil. But kedem achil and lacha achil is also. Like this, someone is not allowed. If he wants to drink, kedem achil is allowed. If he wants to drink, lacha achil is also allowed. But the orphan, according to many b'sheini, so a zila double yeshno. That the Nogoshi is only allowed to drink, Bisech Achilo. Not Kidem Achilo, and not Lacha Achilo. But a Chiyuv, there is no Chiyuv, there never has been a Chiyuv, Chas V'Sholem, there should be a Chiyuv. And so, in the Rambam there is this difference. In one place in the Rambam it appears that the Rambam explains the Gemara like Rashi. And in another place in the Rambam, you look at the Rambam because I've never seen it anyway. So it's mashma that the Rambam explains the Gemara like that Rishim. That the Zimu Adon Yishno means only Pisech Achil. Now the question is, so there is still a Zerach Mishneh asks, as the Kashi. So I think that the Pshat in the Rambam, it's too late now to go over Rosh Rambam, but I think the Pshat in the Rambam means as follows. In other words, Erzim Adol Yishno, so the Rambam explained it, the Chachomim or Mater HaNobu only to drink the three cases, Bisech Achil, the Mishchet Achil, Chilmeya. But suppose the Ovo tells us, he comes to the Besni, he asks the Shaios Chochem, and he tells him that if he's not going to drink any cases Yayin, over and above, the cases Bisech Achil also, he will sink into a depression. So then we can be matter, provided he doesn't drink more than 10 cases. But drinking more than 10 cases is also for a noble under all circumstances. Even if he tells us, if he will not drink at least 15 cases, so then he'll sink into depression. So even under such circumstances, more than 10 is not allowed. But normally, if it's not urgent, if it's not indispensable for his peace of mind, so then he's only allowed to drink lishchis achilo shebisech meyo. But if it is indispensable for his peace of mind to drink over and above the three cases bisech achilo, so then we can matter him up to 10 cases. But more than 10 cases, under no circumstances, can we matter him.